Time now for Talking Greyhounds here, Sky Sports Radio, and from thedogs.com.au. Stuart Turner, hello to you, mate.
Hi, Kev. How are you going today?
I'm well, and look, plenty to chat about this week in Talking Greyhounds. Let's get underway with Dundee Osprey in the Group 1 Sale Cup. Talk us through that.
Obviously, this time of year when most of us are putting our feet up, but not the case in Greyhound racing, of course. We've had some terrific action over the last 7 days. Of course, as you mentioned there, Dundee Osprey continuing Jeff Scott-Smith's dream year with another Group 1 victory. Dundee Osprey taking out the Group 1 Sale Cup on Boxing Day. What an absolutely fantastic run that was. Dundee Osprey was the $2.20 favourite, but she justified that tag big time there. Jumped well from box two, and he really made light of a quality field as well, coming home in the end by about 5 lengths. And Dundee Osprey now won 17 of his 41 starts and more than $450,000 prize money. He's won 3 Group 1 titles in 2016. What an absolutely fantastic year for him and Jeff Scott-Smith as well.
Well, it could also turn out to be the continuation of a super year for Ando's Mac. I know the heats of the Gosford Gold Cup were on last night, Tuesday, and Ando's Mac, wow, out of box one, shot out like he was out of a gun, never looked like losing, and he's drawn box one for the final. So the other trainers, are they going to turn up?
Well, as I mentioned, I think there'll be some long faces from the other trainers when they saw that box draw. It was, the ideal box draw for the final for Ando's Mac, and he was absolutely fantastic in the heats last night up there at Gosford. Of course, most of New South Wales' best greyhounds involved in this series. 4 heats there last night. And look, all eyes were on Ando's Mac. He was going in the first heat from box one. We certainly expected something good, Kev, and that's what he delivered. Scorched round again in 29.47, giving the track record a bit of a shake. And look, he's now won 7 of his last 8 starts, 18 of his 31 races overall for his trainer, Jason Mackay. It was an absolutely fantastic effort, and Jason Mackay's young daughter actually picked box one for Ando's Mac in the final after the race there. So look, she might be up for some extra pocket money this week, I think.
Yeah,
certainly going to be the one to beat in the final on Tuesday at Gosford.
Well, at the Group 1 Melbourne Cup, you got the Vic Peters Classic. Knight Sprite out of box 6 last night was pretty impressive. Last year's champ, I think he's also drawn box 6 again for the final.
He certainly has, and yes, I was speaking to Gail Masterson, trainer of Knight Sprite, after the race, and she sounded pretty happy to have box 6 in the final. He won from that draw last night. He's won 3 times and placed twice in 6 previous starts wearing the green rug. And gee, he must wish he could race at Gosford every day, Kev, because he's won 6 of his 7 visits there now. So look, he's an absolutely fantastic greyhound. As you mentioned, he was last year's champion there. He's had a wonderful 18 months for Gail. I know she's had the time of her life taking him around the country. And yeah, look, I would say he's probably the biggest threat to Ando's Mac in the final. I do think Lachlan Vardash, who clocked 29.71 behind Ando's Mac last night, put in a great effort there in the heat. I think he's also a big threat from box two as well. And I also thought Black Hole Sun's run was really impressive as well. He won his heat in 29.64. Really had to work hard for that one. Again, he's a big threat, but he has drawn box four. Probably not ideal for him. But look, from box one, I think it all adds to Ando's Mac winning the Gosford Cup.
Yeah, well, we've looked at the Gosford Cup. We've had a bit of a chat about the Sale Cup. Let's look at the heats of the Group 1 Silver Chief Classic at the Meadows on Christmas Eve. What happened there?
There was some absolutely fantastic racing down at the Meadows on Christmas Eve for this one. There was no time to rest down there. There was 11 heats of the Group 1 Silver Chief. Some of the country's best young greyhounds involved in this one, Kevin. But one of the most eye-catching performances was from 30 Talks, a brilliant Queenslander and winner of the Group 1 Sky Racing Brisbane Cup, of course, recently. He's really maturing. He's one of the country's best now, Tony Brett. We talked about him last week, actually, on Talking Greyhounds. He was expected to go well. Gee, he certainly did. He won his heat in a sound 30-12, a really great effort there by 30 Talks. But actually, the real showstopper of the evening was Matt Machine, who got a scorching 29.78, winning his heat, the fastest time there in the qualifiers. Matt Machine building a good record for Jamie Ennis. Now, this is a 3-week series, so we've got the semi-finals on New Year's Eve down at the Meadows. 30 Talks has drawn box 8 in the fourth semi-final. might not be so bad for him, Kev. He's won both his previous starts wearing the pink rug, and he's now won his last five races as well. So, geez, in red-hot form for this one. Looks pretty tough to beat. Matt Machine has drawn box two in the first semi-final, and again, that looks ideal as well. He won from box two at Shepperton on December the 17th, so he loves being close to the rail. He also looks hard to beat. As I said, the semi-finals on New Year's Eve at the Meadows, the final of that one on January the 7th down there, that one looks not to be missed.
And tab.com.au has got an all-in market for the Silver Chief Classic. Map Machine currently $8.30. Talks you mentioned $4.50. So if you like either of those two, you're getting a pretty good price at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, it is certainly very hard to look beyond those two. I was glad to see Reefden Treasure, the former New South Wales Greyhound, now in Anthony Azzopardi's kennel, also made it through. He's drawn box one in the second semi-final there. Could be a big threat as well. Will be handy from that draw. But yeah, very hard to look beyond 30 Talks and Matt Machine in that series.
Yeah, the one you just mentioned there, Reefden Treasure, is currently $7 there with Tab fixed odds, the all-in market for the Silver Chief. Okay, so what else do we need to cover? We've looked at the Gosford Cup, the Silver Chief, Sale Cup. Anything else you'd like to have a look at, Histia?
Well, those were the major races at the moment. But look, as I said, once again, an absolutely fantastic win for Jeff Scott-Smith in that Group 1 Sale Cup. And look, it really has been the last few months, the story of the fairy tales in Greyhound racing. We've had the likes of Jeff Scott-Smith getting that win. And of course, we also had to win last week for Matt Lanigan, the novice trainer in the Hobart 1000 with Zipping Bruiser. An absolutely incredible run there. And look, it was wonderful to see him get the win. Matt has only been training for 3 months and he's already got his win in a Group 1. What an incredible effort. I don't think he could have asked for a better Christmas present than that one. Fantastic effort to him. I know he's still on cloud nine, Kevin. You can't really blame him. So, look, congratulations. I think Zipping Bruiser now being primed for the Group 3 Devonport Cup Heats down in Tassie, which starts on January the 10th. He'll no doubt be a big threat for that one. So, again, congratulations to Matt on a fantastic win.
Beautiful, Stu. We'll leave it there for this week, and no doubt we'll talk greyhounds again next week on Sky Sports Radio. Enjoy your week.
You too, mate. It's always great to speak to you, and thanks very much.